Let's go to Jennifer in Northern California. Are you there, Jennifer?
Hello.
This is not Jennifer?
This is Jennifer.
Okay, good. All right. So you've taken some birth control, and you're feeling a little weird now?
Yeah, I had taken the emergency contraceptives back in the end of November, and by December 1st, 2 weeks later, I was feeling... I had fainted because I had gotten overheated, and I don't take birth controls ever, anything like that in my body. And I'm 40 years old. I have asthma, but I don't know if that's contributing, but it definitely made a difference on how my body is, and my diet is completely clean with organic foods, and I do metabolic typing, so I know my diet has
changed. And you didn't seem to shake this? Because how long ago is this now?
The end of November at Thanksgiving time, I had taken it.
Okay, well, that's quite a while. That's a long effect. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 150.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'd be looking to here is, as is always the case, is if you want full body detox, there's two things you want to do. First, you want to make sure kidney is strong.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that the liver is able to do its detox job as well. And so kidney, you could go on maybe two kidney complex per meal. And the liver, what I would think is, since this is going on so long, you may need to promote a healthier DNA response. So I'd be looking for reishi. And reishi complex, this is actually a fermented mushroom known as Ganoderma lucidum. And unfortunately, it's very light powdered. The Chinese soak it in oil, and the oil goes rancid, so that's not a good solution for me. So we get the straight powder. And I would say maybe about 10 per meal at your body size. And I would do that for maybe the use of, I'd do it for maybe 2 weeks and see if that doesn't... promote the healthiest detox, clear out the junk, get the body a little closer to normal. But I do want to tell you that whenever there's challenges to the lung, that we always know there's some junk coming from the large intestine. So you always want to look at large intestine and pH and adrenals, okay?
Of course.
And when you get those working perfectly, I had asthma as a child, and I can honestly say, never had an attack since, because I've got the magnesium right, I've got the minerals right, I've got the intestine right, and the adrenaline right. So when you do that, you can just kiss these breathing issues goodbye. I don't think they're necessarily linked, but I'm surprised at how long you've had this. It's it makes me wonder if that's really what's going on. I would say if this doesn't help, then I would definitely call the order line and get a QRA practitioner and let them test you head to toe, because possibly this is coincidental with something else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.